interesting. I've been working in DC now for about 7 years, but I want to give you a quick history of kind of where I came from to get a feel for the kind of work that I do and why I do it. The quick reality is that DC is totally fucked up. Like, the entire workings of the system are messed up. It's been captured, it's been torched. It's become this place full of, like, psychopaths and lunatics and arrogant bastards, which for me provides this target-rich environment for intervention. And so a lot of what I do is figuring out ways to hack policy. And I came out of the 1990s, which was like 25 years ago, kind of radical food politics, local media space. At that point in time, I was fighting against Monsanto, doing a lot of like GMOs, putting farmers, things of that sort, and helping run a couple of different organizations. Let me just say, if you think that your academy can be Congress, they all got pissed, and then all that were left were like these geriatrics that barely understand how a cell phone works, and a bunch of NSA super geeks. One speaking geek, the other speaking wall, neither of them being able to translate between the two. And so this reality, where you have a complete and utter divide, and no ability to bridge, this is why they have experts actually do the wiring here, to bridge between the two of them is a serious problem. Set up in order to maximize resource extraction from your pocketbooks. spreadsheet. It's made out of whatever happens to be available, like cell phones, laptops, desktops, old Wi-Fi routers, etc. that you have lying around. It lowers the cost of connectivity. If we're going to get the vast majority of humans online, right, the 4 to 5 billion people, if aren't online today, you can't use that hub and spoke business model. It's too damn expensive. So if you're looking at this from an economic and social justice perspective, the business model and the technologies that are being used to close that digital divide have to shift, and very few people are doing it. And finally, because we put a lot of elements for securing the communications and the integrity of the communications into the promotion package, it helps increase user privacy. It is not a silver bullet solution. But to me, there is an irony going through that trajectory of my life of being in protest and developing promotion to today, or USA, Radio Free Asia, the US State Department are funding development of new technologies. I mean, it's like Tor, right? We'll take your money, we'll use it for good, and that will surprise people who are like, what the hell is the US government doing supporting this work? And it's also why it's so crucial that absolutely everything we do is open source. Because you know what the government does, if they're allowed to hide different backdoors. So promotion has huge implications for the future of telecom, law enforcement, business models, I'd say democracy, democratic participation at large, and nobody's paying attention to that. And that's just one small niche of the work that we do. So I created xCloud. I stepped back from OTI, which is kind of today's policy battles. I created xCloud to be a vanguard, looking 3 to 5 years down the line and educating key decision makers now about what they need to be aware of, so that we're not always fighting from this reactive stance. Wouldn't it be awesome if we could do some agenda setting and be proactive in our decision making, as opposed to trying to slow the rate of erosion? less than 10% of electromagnetic spectrum is being used. The NSF did a series of tests spanning multiple years throughout the United States, and the highest that they found of utilization anywhere was 18%. That's it. Like that's can you imagine any other resource that the peak efficiency is 18%? That's pretty pitiful. So when everyone talks about the spectrum crunch and et cetera, I laugh, you know, and it's totally. And if you could open up just the television noise space and demonstrate coexistence on these devices with licensed systems, can you imagine that being transformative? But that scares the shit out of licensed holding incumbents. Right? For many of them, their number one asset is their license. And so we've been fighting this 10-year battle over just that one little thing. And the reality is, what's coming rapidly through software-defined autonomous radio technology is the inability of spectrum licensure to prevent people from electromagnetic jaywalking all over the place. Like, this is happening already now, today, but it's going to increase dramatically in the coming years. And so when I look at some of the stuff that Community Radio is doing, some of the boards that Edison and others have put together, a lot of the work that Serval out of Australia is doing to distribute communications amongst cell phones, OpenBTS, OsmoCon, the OsmoTel project, Fairways, which is a great group that's been building sort of BTS base stations, cellular base station hardware, and has dropped the price of that now, I think about $1,500 for one of these. But you can be a walk, you can use your backpack when you're walking the cell tower, say Sugar Square or Tehran or Havana, or your own backyard. That's pretty cool. And when you think about like taking all these open infrastructure technologies, open spectrum technologies, and mapping it onto promotion, you know, to something pretty damn awesome. Right? Distributed infrastructure running on a variety of different frequencies that are user controlled. And when you add a lot of the circumvention technologies, you can secure communications over that distributed infrastructure. I think that's super awesome. Right. Causes some problems for even legitimate law enforcement, for sure. But it's really good for participatory democracy, for sure. And finally, when you take that and add on open hardware specs, some of the participatory democracy tools like Domino, Democracy OS, etc. Some of the microgrid technology that's coming out, so you can't shut it down, even if you turn off power to these kinds of systems. And the communications management file, which I couldn't talk about in the makerspace, actually allows you to build hardware, build communications hardware in a distributed manner in Houston somewhere, for example. Or in our use case, it would be like Aleppo. Then you get what XLabs actually doing. So hopefully I've spurred a lot of questions from all of you. I'm going to stop now. I have my contact information for anyone who wants to follow up, or even better, actually get involved in one or more of these projects. If I don't have the answer, I can definitely hook you in with the people. So thank you very much. less stupid humans. They almost